Killybegs have been moving, you know, in a very positive way towards tourism. And the need, even when we had two hotels and the big guest house that was kind of providing budget accommodation available to us, you know, we were at the point of needing more accommodation because, you know, Sleeve League being such a visitor attraction, we were kind of becoming the gateway town to Sleeve League. And that's really just ground to a halt. I mean, this summer didn't perform the way other summers have done. We've, you know, seen big reductions in our numbers. And that's just due to the fact that people can still visit Sleeve League, but they can't stay locally. And that's really hampering the nighttime economy in Killybegs.
And it leaves you in a difficult position in that, you know, you're on the record saying that you understand what we have to do here. You're not speaking out in any way to try and, you know, make the Ukrainian community feel uncomfortable, but you also do have to speak out to protect your business interests as well.
Yeah, and our staff, I mean, they're getting reduced hours now in a way that we wouldn't have foreseen in the past. And it's, you know, that impacts everybody. Everybody's got rent to pay, a mortgage to pay. And they depend on us to provide them with the work in order to do that. And you feel that you're not fulfilling your commitment to your staff as well. But I mean, Donegal really needs an increase in population. We need this Ukrainian influx of people to come and stay and live and become part of our communities. But what's not healthy is the fact that our hotels are taken up and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no sign of this easing.